Life Audio.
The Mama Take Heart podcast with Rabrina Rettle is brought to you by Life Audio and is a part of our Faith Toolkit series. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
This is Mama Take Heart, Understanding Your Gen Z Girl. I'm your host, Rabrina Rettle, here to help you be the compassionate, gospel-centered, and influential voice in your girl's life. Today's guest is Stephanie Olson. She is a speaker, an author, and the chief executive officer of the Set Me Free Project, a prevention education organization on human trafficking, social media safety, and healthy relationships. Stephanie has a mission to share that each person has an intrinsic value that cannot be changed. Her work on teaching resilience in life and leadership has inspired people across the United States. In her conversational and humorous style, Stephanie will inspire and empower. After living years with parent abandonment, eating disorders, alcoholism, and domestic and sexual violence, she overcame through determination, faith, and resilience. Stephanie turned her trauma into triumph. Now a sought-after speaker, Stephanie runs a successful nonprofit organization and loves to speak to her audiences of all kinds, faith and not. She's inspiring, encouraging, and bringing hope wherever she speaks. Welcome, Stephanie. Thank you for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself. I know you have children.
I do.
Teens, tweens.
So I have an adult child, which throws me for a loop, and then teens. So I have a 20-year-old daughter who actually lives in New York. And then I have a 17-year-old daughter. She's a senior, and a 15-year-old boy.
Wow. Okay. So you know exactly what we're going through as mamas are going through. You're one of us. And you have Gen Zers.
Yes, I do.
Today, we're going to talk about establishing boundaries.
Oh, my favorite topic.
Yes. And so we want to talk about, you know, what they are, why it's important to have boundaries, and what do we do if boundaries are crossed? And then how do we expect someone else's boundaries?
Yeah, that is so good. So when you think about boundaries, boundaries do two things. If you think about a fence, you put up a fence to both keep people out and then perhaps keep people in. And so those are really good. When we had, we're big dog lovers, and we had dogs that would jump the fence. And so we kept having to put the fence much, much higher and do different things. That's what boundaries are. Boundaries are really just a source of protection for you. And that can look like a number of different things, but boundaries are just really saying, you know, this is kind of my limit, or this is, you know, how far I will do whatever it may be. And I'm not going to go beyond that. But those are hard to put into place sometimes.
Yeah. Now, if you think about it, we have, God gives us boundaries.
Yes, he does.
He even created the earth with boundaries.
That's right. That's right.
The thing that sticks out to me is the water. You know how the water can only go so far?
Right.
That's a boundary.
That is exactly right. And I think sometimes that's one of the things we resist about God, is that he does have boundaries, and there are things that we need to, you know, like, this isn't God's best for us, so maybe we want to avoid that. It's no different in life in the workplace. There are boundaries in the workplace. There should be boundaries in your home life. And in every relationship that you have, there are boundaries that you need to set and really hold people to them. That's the tricky part.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree. I remember when my daughter was younger and she told me that a lot of her friends thought I was really strict. And I would tell her, I'm not strict. I just have boundaries.
That's right.
And as she got older, she started thinking about some of the things that people thought were unusual in my rules. And then she was like, really, it really wasn't. Like, it was really wasn't that big of a deal. And, you know, some things I really shouldn't have been doing anyway. You know, she's like, you were fine. I don't know why they thought that was such a big deal.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because what is really important to know as parents is kids want boundaries. They really do. They want us to put boundaries in place so that they can feel safe. Mm-hmm. They can feel protected. And although they'll tell you, I want no boundaries, that is not true at all. I got to tell you this story because it was such a poignant moment. And it really talks about the importance of boundaries. I work with a woman who does victim services specifically with human trafficking. And so she had a woman who was a survivor and she was trying to get her out of town to a restoration home. And this small period of time, so it was about a week, she had to stay with her. So she had this survivor staying with her. And the survivor was just throwing a fit because she would say, no, you can't do this. No, you can't do that. And she'd be like, I hate you. You're awful. You're blah. And this went on for a week. When she was putting her on the bus to send her to the restoration house, this woman looked at her and said, I wish you were my mom. Mm. And she said, what? I thought you hated me. And she said, no, you're the first person who has told me no because you care about me.
Wow.
And that is what our kids want and need. And not only do they need to have boundaries from us, but they need to learn how to set those boundaries and put them in place.
I agree. Yeah, that's so, so important to have them establish boundaries for themselves. And that's in anything, like you said, it'd be in friendships. You don't want friends who are going to take advantage of you and just run all over your time or anything. Well, I'm just going to do this or tell you they're going to do something. Then they change their mind, but they don't tell you and you're expecting it. You know, right. You just have to tell them, hey, you know what? I'd appreciate it if you give me this much notice.
Right.
Because I've already planned to spend the day with you or whatever. So yes, it's important. And then it's important for them to understand why we are giving them boundaries. Because I think sometimes we just say, no, you can't do that. But they need to understand why we're saying no to this particular situation.
Right. That's a really important one, because I think a lot of times parents, my husband has the tendency to do this and it drives me crazy. Parents will say no. And the kids will say, well, why not? Well, because I'm your parent. Well, that's maybe really why. Right. Exactly. It's okay to explain why this isn't the best for you. You don't get to have 15 cookies for dinner because there's a nutrition and energy and health factor and all that stuff. But if they don't understand why you're saying no, they don't learn anything. Mm-hmm. And they can't respond to those boundaries in a positive way.
Yes. And they are the Gen Z is the Google generation. If they want to get an answer to something, they just Google it.
Absolutely.
So they're accustomed to asking why.
Right.
And yes, they're accustomed to receiving an answer.
Right. Exactly. And it doesn't have to be the one they want all the time.
Right.
They do deserve to know why the answer might be no.
I think it helps them also as they're growing into adults to understand the why behind a boundary.
Right.
Because then it helps them when they're establishing their own boundaries this is why I don't like when you do this, or this is why I, for me, for instance, I'm an introvert. And so I can't have constant interaction.
Yeah.
And so if I've been doing something all day and then someone else asks me to do it, I can't. Why? You know, why not?
Yeah.
Oh, because basically my energy quota is done.
That's right. I will explode. Right. I'm the same way. Exactly.
Yes. Yes. But, you know, catch me another day. I'd be glad to sit with you. But sometimes those boundaries aren't catch me another day. Sometimes those boundaries are, no, that's just against what I believe, or that's against my convictions and I don't want to participate.
Yeah.
You know, it can be as simple as that. So we're going to talk about that. But what do we do if our boundaries are crossed?
Yeah, that is the key, because it's easy to set a boundary. It's keeping those in place that are the hard piece. And I think that it's extremely important. So if somebody crosses a boundary of yours, in that moment, you have to reestablish that boundary. So for example, I'll give you a work scenario. I have, our team kind of works all over the place, and we are a lot of remote working. And so we do a lot of communication via email, but also via phone and text. Mm-hmm. And I have set a boundary in my work life that says when 5 o'clock hits, now I may still be working, but I'm done communicating. And so when 5 o'clock hits, you're not texting me. Well, you can text me. I just won't respond. Mm. And those are some of the things. Now, if somebody consistently breaks that boundary, then I have to say, okay, now I already told you this is my boundary. And so I'm going to ask you again not to cross that line. So when somebody breaks a boundary, whatever it may be, we just have to reestablish that and let them know again. If they continue to break that, then maybe we really need to look at, is this person the best fit for my life?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I've been in situations like that before also, whether it's at church or in a ministry where I've had to say, yeah, I cannot fulfill what it is that you're looking for.
Right.
As I've said before, what my boundary is, and now I see that you need more than what I'm can give.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
And
so,
I think sometimes, I think if we can look at it in a way, you know, if somebody asks us to do something and we're not able to give 100%, you know, they're not going to be completely missing out because I can't do it. And instead, think about the idea that if I say no, that gives someone else the opportunity to do it that really wants to, and that would really do a great job.
Yes.
So putting boundaries in place actually opens the door for other people to do things that they should be doing.
I would agree with that. Yes. It opens the door for someone else to bless.
Yes.
Whoever or whatever.
Right.
In that way.
That's right. And we're not that, you know, all that important or all that critical to be doing everything in the world. We get to say, you know what? No, I just can't give 100% to that, or I don't have time, or I don't want to. That's okay too.
Yes. Let's talk about this. You reminded me before we were recording, we were talking about the difference between nice and kind.
Yes.
And how sometimes we tell our kids, girls in particular, mm-hmm. to be nice. And I had to have a conversation with my daughter, and I had told her there is a difference between nice and kind.
Yes.
And you do not have to be nice. If someone is making you uncomfortable and they are crossing over a boundary and it's giving you some sort of anxiety, you can remove yourself. You can say no. You can say, this makes me uncomfortable, and you can remove yourself from that situation.
That's right.
I think we don't say that enough to our girls.
Right.
And that can sometimes put them in a dangerous situation because they think they have to be nice or polite.
Well, exactly. And I think it's important to define with our girls what nice is, because it's not being mean if somebody comes up and gives us a bear hug and we say, you know, I'm not a hugger. Let me give you a fist pump or whatever instead. That's not the opposite of nice. That's setting a boundary. And that is just saying, I'm not comfortable with that. No, thank you. Mm. And we often teach our daughters that it is rude to say no to something when in fact, there's nothing rude about that. Mm. You can still be very kind and say, no, I'm not comfortable. We really need to teach that piece to our kids. That's consent. Mm. You know, we get to say no to somebody who is touching our body, for example, good or bad touch. Mm-hmm. And so it really is important to define the difference between nice and kind and what we've labeled as nice.
I try to stay away from the word nice when I'm describing a person. I try to, oh, she was so kind, or that was kind of her. And yeah. I say nice for something. Oh, that flower is so nice.
Yes.
So nice, I try to.
Nice looking plant.
Yes.
Exactly.
Those flowers are so nice. Yeah. That's kind of how I try to do it too. And I try to focus on the kindness of someone. And kindness doesn't necessarily always have to be that person is going to do whatever I say or whatever I want. And so, yeah, let's go into that then. Let's talk about how do we respect someone else's boundaries?
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's no fun, right? That's hard. That is really when somebody sets a boundary that we don't like, because that's really, if we're not respecting somebody's boundaries, it's usually just because, well, I don't like your boundary, so I'm going to cross that. That's not a good boundary. But we need to be respectful of that. And so that's just honor a person and honoring what they need or don't need from us. Mm-hmm. And so if somebody sets a boundary in our life, we just have to respect that and follow that boundary. Mm-hmm. Not always easy to do, but it's important that we do it every time.
I agree. Yes, because I know I've been told that my boundaries are, I'm not sure what the word to call it, like trivial, I guess. Mm. But that's their business. I feel like that's your problem if you don't think that my boundaries count. I do. And so I'm going to keep this boundary. Like some people, they just don't get it. They just don't get your boundaries. And they're like, really? That's a boundary for you? Yeah, it sure is.
It is.
And, you know, I have my reasons and I don't need to, you know, write that out for you in a book. It's just, this is important to me. And I do try to do the same with others, even because I too have said, oh, that's really different, that's a boundary for them. But I'm like, okay, that's what they said. I'm going to have to respect that, even though for me, it may be unusual.
Right.
That's what makes them feel safe. I want a person to feel safe with me.
Exactly.
And so then I'm like, if that makes them feel safe, I will respect that. So, well, this has been a really great conversation. Stephanie's media links in the show notes, and also a few ways that you can engage your daughter about her boundaries and setting boundaries.
Remember, God is for you and you're not alone. With His Spirit, you are filled with courage and strength of purpose. So don't fret, Mama. Instead, take heart.
Mama Take Heart is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you liked what you just listened to, would you take a second and leave us a rating in your favorite podcast app? It really does help more people like you find our show. This podcast is produced by me, Kelly Givens, and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. You can find more podcasts like this over at lifeaudio.com.
The love of God is immeasurable. It's unchanging. It's indescribable. Because God loves you so much, you can sleep through the night in peace. With Abide Bible Sleep Meditation, you can fall asleep fast with relaxing sleep stories based on Scripture. To start listening now, go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Bible Sleep Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.